Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's trending at 8:15? But right now, Ed Norris, there's some coaching vacancies out there. You've hired a person or two in your career.
Yep.
You know the openings. You know the candidates. Or forget about you knowing the candidates. You've created some candidates.
Yes.
Give us your top coaching candidates.
Well, let me tell you, I'm going to do the obvious ones first. Sean Payton is the big prize out there right now that everybody's looking at. So it's him. So look at Sean Payton. He's gotten permission apparently to speak to a couple of teams. The Chargers is not one of them. Although, you know, people think he has the best chance to win going to the Chargers. He's got Houston, he's got Denver, and believe it or not, I hear he's leaning toward Houston.
Really?
Yeah. Because they feel like they have, you know, they'll let him rebuild. They have, like, a ton of draft picks. So that is one. And then, of course, you know, the usual, the perennial Eric Bieniemy discussion, but I don't think that's happening. There's something going on with him that we've discussed. So I don't think he's a viable candidate. Some of mine, if I'm going to look at coordinators, there are guys that I would look at right now. I'm talking about, you know, like D'Amico Ryans, San Francisco D coordinator.
You like him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, because I'm just looking at the body of work they've done. You know, give them 300 yards a game, 16.3 points per game, number one in the NFL. On the offensive side, maybe Byron Leftwich. You know? I don't know, nobody's talking about him.
Head coach?
Why not? Maybe he deserves a shot. You know, I mean, certainly I think he should get an interview. People always talking about getting more minority coaches in the league. Why not look at Byron?
So, D'Amico Ryans, Byron Leftwich.
Dan Quinn. He's already had a head coaching job with Atlanta. Now he's done a good job with the Dallas defense. How about Brian Flores? Whatever happened to him?
I just heard that Flores is interviewing for the Cardinals job today.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's good. Well, that was the other one that Sean Payton had permission to speak to, the Cardinals.
Yeah.
So Flores, has anybody talked about Jeff Ulbrich from the Jets?
No, his name has not come up.
I've not seen his name anywhere. The Jets, if you look at the job he's done with that team, I mean, the Jets, he's right there. I mean, you're talking about one of these guys that has the Jets, like, I think fourth in the NFL in defense. If you look at just what he's done with that team, let's see, points per game, yards per game, Jets are 311, points per game, 18.6. You're talking about, when you look at the points given up per game, it's the 49ers, Bills, Ravens, Jets. No one's talking about him, though. He was a linebacker. I think he was a 49ers linebacker. So he's been in the league. You have that going for him. He's done a good job with the Jets the last 2 years. They have one of the top defenses in the NFL. I mean, it's kind of who I'm looking at right now.
Really?
Yeah. But Ryans, I think, is another one. I mean, everybody's kind of talking about him because San Francisco's such a great defense.
Yeah. I think Dan Quinn, out of those guys, who's more like? I think Dan Quinn is more likely to get one this year.
But yeah, he's been there.
Because he's been there. Yeah. Only because he's been there. I think if you take that out, I like Byron Leftwich.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see him get a shot. You know, and I'm not gonna look and say, you know.
And the Colts have interviewed Quinn. I think nowadays in Joe, and I don't know if you have this on there. Nowadays with Zoom, it's probably easier to interview these candidates who are still in season because you don't have to fly them there, perhaps, you think? Because I would, and it was Zoom, Joe? Joe says it was Zoom. That's what I'm thinking, Ed. You know, back in the day where you had to actually fly them there right. to court them and do all those things, you're not taking them away from their team. Now it's just being away for an hour or two doing an interview.
Cardinals yeah. also interviewed Dan Quinn.
Via Zoom as well.
And Broncos.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think he's going to be the more likely guy just because he's been there, done that. He's Was he their Super Bowl coach?
I believe he was.
I think he was the Super Bowl.
And Kyle Shanahan was the offensive coordinator.
Yeah. Right. So roles in reverse.
Yeah.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. I love that, though. You take care of your guys.
What?
I was the OC when he was the head coach.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
works.
The head coach now. Yeah. Hey, I know you can run defenses. Come run mine.
Yeah.
Well, he's in Dallas, though. But I'm just, you know, that's when you know a guy. I just think, I'm not saying Dan Quinn is the best candidate. But because he has some success in the National Football League, he's had a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, he's gone to a Super Bowl. I mean, and he's done a good job with the Cowboys defense. You know, they're very good this year as well. So, I mean, I think he deserves another shot.
Is there a chance you think Jerry will say, I'm not losing Dan, I'm going to get rid of my head coach and bump Dan Quinn up?
Yeah.
You think so? I mean, some Cowboy fans may want that. I mean, do we know any Cowboy fans?
I know one.
Rashawn, what's up, man?
What's going on, y'all? Oh, my God, man. Disappointing, man. You know, I agree, man. I think Dan should be our head coach because McCarthy isn't the guy. All this talent on the team, man, and we're 1-and-done again or 2-and-done, man. It's just pathetic. And Kellen Moore needs to go also. You know, it just sucks. And Dak Prescott, man, the biggest game of your career, you throw 2 picks. Like, come on, man. Last week, you know, I thought you turned things around. You know, he had the best performance of a Cowboys quarterback in the playoffs ever. And then we see it's the same old Dak, man. So, and we stuck with this guy for at least another three years before we can cut him without, you know, killing our salary cap. So,
it was Sean. My buddy Verge sent me something. Says since 1997, J-Lo has more rings than the Cowboys.
Yeah, he's definitely right about that, man. Definitely right, man. We was at the game yesterday, and we was like, listen, we will accept just going to the NFC Championship game, man. You know, that's all we want, just the NFC Championship game. Can we get there? We can't even get there, man. That's sad.
You guys got low standards, man.
Hey, man, it's just that's what it's become, though. It's sad, though.
Just get me to the NFC Championship game. Dang, Rashawn.
It's your championship game, man.
Rashawn, how was San Francisco?
Oh, it was cool, man. It was very cool. The Niners fans wasn't as crazy as I thought they was going to be, man. You know,
San Fran, man. Who's crazy in San Fran?
I mean, the fans are, man. I mean, not the city, you know, but just the fans. But and Cowboys fans didn't represent like I thought we was. You know, like we normally go take over stadiums. Nah, not this time around, man. It was just a sea of red, man. Sea of red celebrating. You would thought they won a Super Bowl yesterday. They had fireworks going on after the game.
That was their last home game.
Yeah, that's true. They last home game because Philly going to beat the brakes off of them next year. Next week, I mean.
All right.
So
you're a Philly Eagle fan now?
Just next week. Just the next week, man. You know, I don't want to see the Niners win at all, you know.
I'm feeling bad for you, Rashawn, right now because you sound down.
You'd rather your arch enemy win than the San Francisco 49ers?
Man.
He's gone?
Yeah, he's gone. Brian and Owens Mills. What's up, Brian?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Man, listen. I don't like the Bengals, but I love Joe Burrow, man. He's nice.
Me too. I feel the same way. Don't like them, hey. Love Burrow.
Hey, man. I told you. You said something about this dual threat crap. And I told you that you're not going to see this crap in the Super Bowl. That kid hurts. He's going to be the next one sitting at home. Because that crap don't work. I'm telling you, you got to be able to throw from that pocket, man. And, this kid, Purdy, he's showing you, like, yo, give me the guy. I don't need a superstar. Give me a quarterback that don't make mistakes. And but that's why I'm going to make my rounds because, you know, you're my guy, Rob. But it's the other guy, Knight, that be working. He's doing something, man. He don't realize that you can win Super Bowls, and you don't need a superstar quarterback. We've seen this through the course of history with Joe Flacco's and your Phil Simms and your Purdy's and whoever. Throw them out there. You can win with guys that don't make mistakes. Just give me a quarterback that don't make mistakes, a good defense. Run the ball. That's why the Cowboys sit at home. They don't run the ball enough, man. They should have ran the ball. Even if Tony Pollard got hurt, don't matter. You pay Ezekiel all that money, give him the damn ball, run that ball, man. God bless one.
You too. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Chris Knocke joins us at 8:30, but on the other side, yeah, Dak is trending like you're shocked. What's trending up next on the Fan?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's trending in social media at 8:17 in the a.m.? No surprise here. You heard Rashawn say it. Trade Dak. Cut Zeke and trade Dak. All over the social media, Cowboy Nation. Yeah. They want Zeke Elliott cut. They want Dak Prescott traded. But the question to you, Ed, is what do you trade Dak Prescott for? What's the demand for Dak Prescott right now?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, somebody's going to want a quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're going to get for him, but somebody's going to want a quarterback.
I don't know, man. His contract is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you had to pay him that because that was a going price.
For quarterbacks
yeah. at the time.
Yeah.
But it's all over. I mean, before the game was over, it was all over social media. Cut Zeke, trade Dak. No surprise there. Also, I come to find out this. You talked about the Chinese New Year earlier, right?
Yep.
There's some on social media that are upset that it's referred to as Lunar New Year, as opposed to Chinese New Year. And the holidays sometimes call Lunar New Year because the dates of celebration follow the phases of the moon.
Right.
But there's some who are upset. They express their heritage and say, you know, they grew up here, they grew up in this family, and they don't like it referred to as Lunar New Year. They like it referred to as Chinese New Year. I didn't know that was a thing.
I don't know. A lot of countries celebrate their New Year on that date. I mean, I'm just looking. It's East Asia.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on the Chinese lunar calendar. It's originated from the Spring Festival. But some take, you know, celebrations. I mean, Korean New Year, Japanese New Year.
Right.
They all celebrate it. Vietnamese New Year.
All right, Ed, what was your New Year? What was your year?
Oh, you mean my animal?
Uh-huh.
The rat.
The rat?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. I wish you could pick yours.
1979. I mean, 71. I'm sorry. I wish it was 79. 1971. What was mine?
The pig.
The pig?
Pig. Yep.
Yours is a rat. Yep. Miles a pig. Two animals that's referred to a lot in law enforcement.
Yes, I've been called. I've certainly been, that's true. I've never called a rabbit. I was called pig a lot.
Called pig a lot. And also today is the National Pie Day and National Handwriting Day.
I thought pie was March 14th with 314. I heard this be right. Today's National Pie Day.
National Pie Day.
Yeah.
P-I-E.
I know, but they make you eat pie when it, I know it's P-I with, you know, the mathematical 314. But then people eat pie on March 14th because it's a cutesy kind of play on words. I didn't know they had a separate pie day.
Yeah, pie day. What's your favorite pie?
My favorite pie? Probably pecan pie.
Mine's going to be so stereotypical.
What? Apple?
Sweet potato.
Oh, sweet potato.
Yeah. No, I don't like pumpkin pie. Don't tell me it tastes the same. It does not.
Yeah, I like pecan pie. My favorite. Lemon meringue's up there, too.
And today is also National Handwriting Day. How often do people use handwriting now?
I do.
I mean, we do, naturally, in this job. We always take notes.
Well, you know me. I write everything down.
So yeah, we were talking about you Friday on the show.
Wait, really?
Your book. Your book. I would write I would love to get all of your notebooks and write a book. Ed's notes. But yeah, people, I mean, National Handwriting, people just don't handwrite anymore.
I mean, well, you know, it's interesting. I find it really strange that young people have a hard time reading cursive.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
If I'm not mistaken, they don't learn it in school.
They
anymore.
Don't. Joe?
Did you learn cursive writing when you were in school?
Yes. Okay. It was the 90s.
And you'll be,
I don't know when
to
stop
now. Yeah. But I'm telling you, my son and his friends.
Don't understand it.
Nope. They have a hard time with it. They don't use it for sure.
No, they don't.
And they don't have good handwriting. I remember we had to take a penmanship class when I went to school.
Yeah, we did too.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it had to be good. Like, mm-hmm. You had to have a nice handwriting.
I mean, it was a thing.
It was graded.
It was a thing. If you didn't, I mean, my teachers were like, I don't understand that, and they would give it back to you. Like,
yeah. Have you ever seen Tim Barbalace's handwriting?
No.
Oh, my God. It is the worst handwriting I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Well, and he holds a pencil like it's a claw. I don't even understand.
I've actually seen that.
Look, if you stand up, he might have something written down next to that computer. It's ridiculous.
Well, tell you, that it must be that show, though, because Weinman's is pretty awful, too. It's horrible. By his own admission.
Tim will write stuff sometimes, and he's like, I don't even know what I wrote down.
See, if I'm jotting notes that only intended for me, then I'll just jot. But if I'm writing down something that other people are going to see, I'm very particular about how it looks.
If I write a letter or something, I pull out fountain pens, and I make sure it looks good.
This is my shock face.
I know. I know. And then this comes from, because I'm old, for one. But when I was in NYPD, when you made sergeant, the traditional gift was a fountain pen because everything was still handwritten in a gigantic book. Like, you bring in a prisoner, you wrote his name, DOB, whatever you have, how much money he had on him, everything went in the log. And I used to go down to the old logs from like 1905 and 1895. Those guys had the most beautiful fountain pen handwriting. And think about the level. They had no education.
Yeah.
Think about it. They probably had eighth grade educations at best.
Which is probably why. Oh my God, what is that?
That's Tim's handwriting.
I think it's supposed to say check email. Hercules Gomez.
Let me see this.
That's legible, but there are times where I'm like, Tim, what is this?
That's legible?
Hey. Tim's failing penmanship class.
For sure.
Well, and I remember, you know, being a police officer on the beat. We had to handwrite incident reports.
Well, yeah. Did you carry memo books?
Yes.
We had to carry a little pad. It was official. You had to, it was numbered. And you had to, you know.
Because if ever you had to go to court, they could.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. No, that's an abomination there.
What is that?
Yeah.
Well, look at that Tim Barbalace's handwriting for those who wonder what we're doing.
This would be
sweet,
bad.
Sweet kid. Yeah. Terrible handwriting.
So Chuck says, whenever you're looking at something and the listeners can't see it on air,
we'll
you should put
it
on social media.
I feel bad putting them on blast, but.
Chuck, I just want to follow procedure. So you said put it on social media. It shall be done. It shall be done. 410-583-1057 is the number. That's what's trending on The Fan. Is Brock Purdy the best story in all of sports? We'll do that at 845. On the other side, Chris Knocke joins us. Terps fall just short of a comeback. We're talking Terps hoops on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Conn is out. He will be back tomorrow. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Ashley Furniture Guest Hotline, he is Terps play-by-play, or color commentator, I should say. Chris Knocke, what's going on, Chris?
Hey, Rob. What's going on with you guys?
Doing well, man. Look, I know moral victories and high-level college sports should not exist, but last night, watching this game, actually yesterday afternoon, it looked like this game was really getting away from the Terps, and I thought it was going to end ugly. And that second half, they got back in as outscored Purdue 34-23 on the road to get within one possession away from tying this thing up. I thought they played very well, particularly Julian Reese played particularly well in the second half, finished up with 19 points.
Yeah, I mean, it was his best effort in the uniform, I think. You know, I mean, I know he scored more points in other games,
right.
but considering that he was playing against the National Player of the Year, or the likely National Player of the Year, Zach Edey, man, that was a really nice effort. Yeah, it was kind of one of those things where you just dig too deep a hole to get out of. It was just tremendous effort in the second half. They made a lot of plays. They really disrupted Purdue's offense, but they just couldn't get over the hump, at the end of the night or the end of the afternoon. So, yeah, disappointing, but it was a hell of an effort.
It was a hell of an effort. Great game, especially the say comeback for such a deficit. They walloped Michigan. They beat Michigan after getting embarrassed by them. They have a good showing against Purdue, but they lose to Iowa. They beat Ohio State. They lose to Rutgers. This team seems really good at times, and other times they really disappoint. Like, who are they right now?
Well, I think that one of the things that you didn't do, Ed, when you were going back through that schedule, is you didn't put where those games were. You know, in most cases, they've struggled on the road.
Yeah.
But it's a league with really good home court advantages. Purdue's the best home court advantage. You know, if it's not at Xfinity Center, Purdue is the best home court advantage in the conference. And to do what they did in the face of that crowd made it even more impressive. So, they have to figure out a way to win on the road, to play two consistent halves on the road. And they have to take care of that, you know, the home court advantage they do have. I just heard Joe, I think, during the while I was waiting, say that they were, you know, made the note that there are three straight home games coming up, and it'd be nice to be back at home.
Yeah.
I think I told you the last time I was on, the trick is to survive January. The schedule was very front-loaded, and that's kind of where we are right now. We've gotten towards the end of January.
Here with Chris Knock. He's joining us, talking some terms hoops. Chris, I want to circle back to what you just said. Why is Purdue the best home court advantage?
51 straight sellouts. It's a basketball school. Matt Painter has, you know, they play to a certain standard all the time. But it's the way the arena is configured, Rob. For anybody who's not had a chance, there's not a whole lot to do or not a whole lot great about West Lafayette, Indiana, but there's a lot great about Mackey Arena. People sit right down on the court. They understand the game. They understand the ebb and flow of games. It's sort of an innate Hoosier kind of thing, I think. And for anybody who's a, you know, college basketball aficionado, that's a must stop for you.
So what did they need to do against Wisconsin? They lost on the road. You mentioned road games. So they did lose earlier in December against Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Did it? Yeah, they played well, though, Ed. I mean, it was a gritty game. It came down to the last few minutes. And with Wisconsin, it seems like that's the trick. You got to play 40. You can't – 30-35 is not enough. They just grind games out. Now, it's kind of weird. I don't know if you guys saw this. The way – so there's a trickle down to what happened. Northwestern had two games canceled due to COVID. Now they've wedged the Northwestern-Wisconsin game now on Monday night. So looks like Wisconsin will be playing two games of three nights with us on Wednesday. So I don't know if that's an advantage or disadvantage at this point in time too, but it is what it is. It's just you just know what you get with Wisconsin. They make the game ugly, and you just have to play the duration.
Chris, Jameer Young had a good game yesterday, too, averaging 15.5 points a game. You know, what has he meant to this offense of the Terps?
Everything. You know, I mean, even though he shot poorly yesterday, Rob, he really distributed it well. He tied a season high, 7 assists. I think he also had 6 rebounds. He does a little bit of everything. He's in the middle of every play. And he was a big part of that turnaround down the stretch for them. He's been their best player from really the start of the season to this point in time. I'd hate to think where they'd be without him. And he just continues kind of that string of Maryland point guards who really have impacted games. You know, we only had Fats Russell for 1 year last year, but Fats was a bad guy. And Anthony Callen before him and, you know, of course, Mello before him. So it's part of it. He's become part of that continuum.
You think the Terps are a team that could go on a run in the Big Ten the way they are configured right now?
Yeah, because everybody's kind of the same. You know, I mean, yeah. Purdue's 8-1 in the league, but I mean, they're good. They're just it's not that they're all that. You know, I mean, it's college basketball right now. There's you know, Houston loses at home yesterday to Temple, and that was the number one team in the country. So I mean, yeah, why not us? You know, because. Because everybody's very, very comparable.
If I'm not mistaken, Houston has 2 losses this year as number one at home.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
How about that? It's that kind of year. There's just nobody's got that big a margin for error, for sure.
Well, we're looking forward to it. See the Terps take on Wisconsin, man. Thanks a lot for your time, as always, Coach.
All right, guys. Talk soon.
Thank you. That's Chris Knocke. Someone asked me why I called him Coach. He used to coach college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a great guy.
He really is.
All around great guy, man. Knows his stuff, knows college basketball. Yeah, he's a good guy. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Let's get this call in. Antonio's been waiting patiently in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Who was the most valuable player for the Ravens this season? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too.
Roquan Smith.
Yeah, I agree with who they picked, Roquan Smith.
Yeah.
I think what he did in that second half, that defense was just nothing short of spectacular.
Turned the team around.
Mm-hmm.
I think he saved their playoff hopes.
Yeah, I can go with that.
Really do.
And with Lamar going down, the defense had to step it up. And I think he's a large part of that. And I'm glad they got him signed, too.
If he was a rental, that would have been really hard to take.
Especially giving up draft picks for him.
Oh, yeah, right.
Giving out shovels at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, is Brock Purdy the best story in all of sports? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
In the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. I told you earlier, Ed, I was watching the game. Games yesterday with my buddies, the Smoke Hounds, my Smoke Cigar Club, watching it at Oakley Beach Cigars. And all the talk was all about Brock Purdy and just the story that he has become. I thought the Dallas Cowboys would rattle his cage, even though he only has two sacks. They got to him a couple of times. He was able to maneuver his way around that. He was the better quarterback on the field last night between he and Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
No touchdown passes, but he had pass after pass that put his team, got pick up first downs. Of course, great play made by George Kittle over the middle. He was 20.
That catch was unbelievable.
It was.
It really was.
19 of 29, 214, passer rating of 87.4. Not spectacular, but for rookie Mr. Irrelevant.
I love the story. I really do.
And his second playoff game ever in the NFL. I don't know a better story in sports right now.
It's a great story. You're the last man picked in the draft. You're mocked. Mr. Relevant's what they call him. And he's won two playoff games already. Pretty amazing. Seriously.
How many has Dak won? Two? Has Dak won two? Yeah. He's won two.
Has he?
He beat Tony. What is he? One more than Tony Romo? No, but seriously, man. Yeah. I mean, some would say that when you're drafted that late, it's better to be a free agent. That way you can pick your team with the best.
Yeah.
That fits you best. He was picked last overall. He's stuck in San Francisco where it's going to be Trey Lance. And also, you look at whether or not they're going to keep Jimmy G. Yeah. They ended up bringing Jimmy G back as a backup. They got lucky because Trey got hurt. And then Jimmy G gets hurt. And who's this guy on the bench reading the magazine? Oh, that's Brock Purdy. Come on, son.
Yeah.
Play football. And all he does is win. Great story. I don't know of a better story. Can he actually get this team to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
He's going to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
To face the best team in football right now.
Yes, he can. Yeah.
I keep waiting for this to end, and it just won't end. I'm waiting for this is you do realize this is a Disney movie, right?
It is a Disney movie. This isn't real. Mighty Ducks here going on.
This isn't real. It's a Disney movie. And even though I'm not a San Francisco fan at all, but I almost want to see him win the whole damn thing just to complete the movie. You can't have Brock Purdy lose it this time. Once he got to the NFC Championship game, he's got to win it all, in my opinion. The movie just won't end right.
Well, Rocky didn't win when he fought Apollo Creed the first time. He just put up a good fight.
Won in a draw?
No, he lost.
He lost?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I haven't seen the original Rocky in 25 years, probably.
Ain't going to be no rematch. Well, yeah. Won't one.
Yeah, I've seen like 25 years. I think what you have in him right now is a sensational story. I think the San Francisco 49ers, is he the quarterback for this team next year? Regardless of how this thing ends for him, Ed, is how do you take him off How do you take him out of that position next year going to training camp?
Hypothetically, he wins the Super Bowl. How do you sit him?
Well, that way, that's easy. To me, that's an easy choice. Hypothetically, he loses next week.
Mm-hmm.
How do you sit him?
I don't know.
See, to me, if he wins the Super Bowl, he's bailing the coaches out. You know what I mean? Because
yeah, it makes it easy.
It makes it easy. Yeah. It makes it easy. But if he doesn't win it all, and they just go to next week and they end there,
yeah,
then that's when the decisions are made. Mm-hmm. Because you could always say, "Well, we feel like we could have gotten farther."
Right.
You can say that, but you can't get any farther than if he wins it all.
No. No, you can't.
Based on what you see right now, who's the best situation for them next year?
Quarterback?
Yeah, quarterback.
Well, I'm not a big believer in Trey Lance. I mean, I just haven't seen enough. This makes me say, you know, God, I can't wait for that kid to get back. Jimmy G is, you know, he's okay. He's not great.
Nah, he's not.
You know, but I think, you know, I'd say right now, maybe Purdy. Because it's not just that he's getting it done. He's a rookie. He was the last guy in the draft. Not every rookie, you know, develops like this. They look like they've been there already. He's like not even like really shaken by this. And I mean, he's only going to get better. Look what some of the greats have been like in the rookie season, like Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look good. You got these guys.
He led the league in interceptions with 28.
You got these guys time to mature a little bit. He's already, you know, doing it.
All right. So to give some background to you, Ed, Trey Lance played two games.
Mm-hmm.
He was 15-31, under 50%. No touchdowns, interception. And his passer rating was 55.
Yeah.
In nine games, Purdy is 114-170, 67%, 13 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, passer rating of 107.
Yeah.
Jimmy G, 11 games, 207-308, also 67%. 16 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, passer rating of 103. So if you look at those numbers, you say small sample size for Trey Lance. The most production you got was out of Jimmy G. And you know they're getting rid of him. They didn't want him in the first place.
Yeah.
I think they'd rather have Purdy and Lance battle and get Jimmy G out of the way. Because
you're right, you can now.
Yeah. You get Jimmy G out of the way.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. At this point, I don't care what happens. What happens Sunday? If I'm in charge, Brock Purdy is my starting quarterback going into training camp. Going to the OTAs, he's the guy. He has to lose the job at this point.
Yeah.
You know, he's won the job. What else do you want this kid to do? I think my eyes tell me he's better than Jimmy G.
Yeah.
But my eyes haven't seen enough of Trey Lance.
No, that's what I said, but I haven't seen enough. It's, I don't know what, you know, is he all that?
This is a great situation to be in, though. I mean, would you want a better situation than this? To have two, really three, but two
young,
what you believe to be able quarterbacks going into training camp.
Yeah.
How much of this is Kyle Shanahan?
Probably a lot. I mean, I can't discredit coaching. I mean, he's a really, really good offensive mind. I just think, you know, he probably gets a lot of credit for this.
This is why he deserves so much credit. Number one, if Purdy was that great, he wouldn't be Mr. Irrelevant.
Right.
You can say that about you, so Tom Brady. Okay. Yes. Now, maybe so. Maybe he's that generational guy. Mm-hmm. However, it takes elite coaching to get a rookie ready to play football like this.
Yeah.
That takes elite coaching to bring that out of that guy. So what you see in Kyle Shanahan is elite coaching. I'm not a 49er fan there, but I'm a huge Kyle Shanahan fan.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the 49ers. I've been on them for the last 2 years. I like the team. I like the story that's developed. I think the Brock Purdy story is just, like I said, it's right out of Disney.
Mm-hmm. 410-583-1057. Let's go to Ed and Towson. What's up, Ed?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Oh, got me. Okay. No, good morning, guys. I think that you said it, you hit it on the nail on the head right there, Rob. Shanahan he is a master. He is able to put pieces together that people didn't know he had, and that's why Purdy is successful. I think next year you have to take a look he's the right guy for the job right now. And part of it is, Rob, you know how it is when you go into a game, you see a brand new point guard. Wait a minute, I ain't never seen this cat before. I ain't got no film on it. Mm-hmm. And that's part of it. They don't know what Purdy can do. And so it's all new. And even though these guys are professionals, if you see a guy for the first time, a rookie that was not slated to be there, it causes a problem. And I think that's the thing that's happening with him right now. Now, will he carry it over? I don't know. Look at the Nick Foles situation where he went and won the Super Bowl. And, you know, okay, now we know who you are. So we'll see what happens with him going forward with film. But right now, it's Rudy. It's all Rudy all day. And it brings football. It gives us a shot in the arm with all this craziness, man. So I like it. I like the look. And, Ed, I might have to bet with you, brother, because you were right about this thing. Y'all take care.
Hey, you too, man. 410-583-1057. That's the number. So we both agree, best story in sports, all of sports right now, is Brock Purdy. Hey, some Raven fans are using this Pat Mahomes injury to criticize Lamar Jackson. Is it justified? We'll talk about that at 9:15. But on the other side, Ed Norris, you got a show for us?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to the Buffalo Bills and Leslie Frazier in particular.
Man, you're going to have Kyle from Reisterstown calling you.
I know.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at 1057TheFan, hashtag BBMS, hashtag shovels next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.